This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
In the fan. All right.
I think I made him shit himself.
I think he just shit himself.
I think he just shit himself.
Good Lord, this guy shit himself big time.
See, I told you I made him shit himself.
That is the topic of the conversation after a wayward weekend at the Woolchuck residence. Segment here is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. If you were listening yesterday at this time, you know exactly what we're about to be talking about. And the guest of honor, I believe, is on the phone waiting for you, Woolchuck. Segment's also brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. Franklin Frankel, the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you or a loved one has been in an accident, contact the Frankels. Get a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Hit frankelfirm.com. Here he is, Zach.
Thank you very much. Okay, Eric has really badly wanted to carry on this conversation, ask a lot of questions. We're going to give you the floor to do so. If you did miss yesterday's topic of conversation, had quite the interesting weekend. Saturday, Boomer Jacks, it was the Bobby Beltwell Chambers fight that escalated, that caused Bobby to leave then at Katy Trail in Plano Sunday.
And that wasn't even the biggest S show of the weekend.
No, it was a sober Sunday at the Woolchuck household. Had a couple of the buddies over to watch Red Zone Cowboy stress-free Red Zone extravaganza. And one of my oldest friends, my buddy Jared. And, you know, he's got a wife and a child, right? So keep the online trolling to a minimum, please, for his sake, okay? But he had a bad moment, all right? And we've since remedied this. Thanks a lot to the Tolos that helped me get this couch cleaned. Jared did indeed pay to have this couch cleaned. High-end cleaning services apparently did a great job. I'll inspect when I get home. But, Eric, I believe we have Jared here. Jared, I love you, and I apologize for what's about to happen. Just don't swear. I know you like to drop a lot of F-bombs. No swearing, okay? This is a family show, kind of. Eric?
All right, Jared, are you with us?
I'm here.
The defecator. Now, Woolchuck, can you confirm this voice? That's the voice of him.
Okay. And I can hear the shame in the voice.
Yeah, well, I am curious about the shame. Now, are you the allegations against you, are you here to stand up and take ownership of them? You, Jared Hannon, sober, 33 years old, defecated on your friend's couch on Sunday. This is true.
I, 32 years old. Don't age me too quickly, Eric. I very much did so. There was no getting around owning it in that moment. If I found a way to hide it, I would have, but I couldn't.
Yes. Okay.
I think you tried for a second.
Can you walk me through how this happened? Did you have any inkling going into Woolchuck's place on Sunday that this was this on the bingo card, or were you as surprised as we all were when we heard the devastating news?
I had a little brown bottle flu going over to the Woolchucks. Texas lost, so drowned my sorrows a little bit. Didn't have a great breakfast either, and so muddied that up with a bad lunch, and one thing led to another. A fart snuck out, and then just a lot more came with it, unfortunately.
Yes, and the fart, how long were you like kind of up in the air on whether or not to release that particular fart?
Oh, this was a solid minute and a half just thinking in my mind. So it was, I just thought it was going to smell, frankly. And it just came out air first, and then it was all out the window at that point, and I had no idea what to do.
How often has this happened to you, Jared?
This would be a first. This would be a first on a couch. Doesn't count when you're going to the restroom like a normal person. But can't use people's couches to do that. So it's a tough scene for me.
So no other sharding situations, or just sharding on couch specifically?
No other sharding situations. Not like that. Absolutely not.
Not like that. Well, what about the St. Patrick's Day deal, Jared?
Well, St. Patrick's Day, I was really close to the bathroom, you know, and that one, I don't really remember that much. I was told about it.
That's fair enough.
Now, and you
I don't like to count that.
Plausible deniability.
you were dead ball sober, Jared, on Sunday when the couch defecation took place?
Dead ball sober, just a tad hungover, and Oh man, this is bad.
So how does it leak through your undies and your shorts onto a couch?
I mean, freeballing?
Is there a lot of volume going on here?
Are you freeballing?
There's a lot more volume than I think anybody here on this call really knows, other than maybe Zach. I was wearing some thin gym shorts and some thin briefs, and it just went right through. It was bad.
So would this be like a full blown number two then? Is that what we're talking about? Because I mean,
it feels like
it's a disservice to just call it a shirt. Yeah.
There was a lot of volume, but it was not anything solid. So I don't think you can call it a full blown number two either.
Okay. All right. And this is a negligence situation more so than vengeance. This isn't a retaliation on something Wolchuk's done to you.
I wish it was, frankly, because he's done so many things that he deserves it. But no, it was pure negligence.
Okay.
And unacceptable, really.
For sure. No, and I am appreciating your self-awareness here. And I appreciate the accountability and the ownership that you're taking in this this entire deal here. Now, after it happens, what's the initial move? Because Wolchuk said you ended up muddying up two cushions because... Yeah. You were hoping that what had happened didn't actually happen. Take me through what you did then. Immediately, do you go to the bathroom? Are you taking your shorts off? Is Wolchuk offering any assistance here? Please paint the picture.
So I'm actually stuck between two couch cushions, kind of just nestled in there. And so when it happened, I was like, uh-oh, this is not good. And I tell my friends, I tell Zach, and Zach straight up doesn't believe me.
Right,
so
of course.
So just gives me, and took some convincing, and I told him I don't know what to do. I moved to the other couch cushion. Bad move mm-hmm. all the way around, and asked for a towel. Took the towel and then proceeded to clean up for about 25 minutes. And hang my head in shame for another 15 or so.
Now there was a moment here though where you weren't sure if it was soup like from the ramen or if it was
poop soup.
Poop or soup. I mean, why was there confusion there? Because as soon as you wiped, man, I could tell that was poop.
Yes, no, because there wasn't anything on the couch that would indicate it. But what I felt in my pants, it was definitely a shart.
And so. at that point, you didn't think I need to get home now.
I should just go.
Thank you. Yes.
Well, you already did go, but yeah.
I lived about an hour away from Zach. I was carpooling with a friend. Okay. And so the first thing was get cleaned up. In the best way I knew possible. A lot of going through the shower and cleaning that out with a lot of Dawn dish soap and hand soap, make it smell a little bit nicer. Mm-hmm. Threw the underwear completely away. And that one just went straight to the trash, cleaned all that out. And luckily, with the thin gym shorts, they dried quickly. So that one wasn't too bad.
Now, how about, have you made any goodwill efforts or apologies to the lovely Mrs. Wolchuk here in this equation?
No, I have not. I've frankly just offered to pay and hung my head in shame and in embarrassment.
She probably knows.
You hung out the rest of the day just in your damp, wet poo shorts. Is that true? You just stayed in those shorts?
I hung out till the afternoon games were over. This was about halfway through the noon games, and then I was out the door by the 3 o'clock games.
That was up pretty quick.
And so luckily I got them pretty clean. Now, they immediately went into the washer. Actually, I probably wanted to throw them away just because they don't need to see my side again.
Yeah.
Terrible.
How quickly did you confess to your wife what happened when you got home?
Immediately. There's just nothing you can do to hold that in. She's...
That's evident.
She doesn't want me to be on this show, but it's okay. So...
The 830 texting in saying this guy is doomed when he gets into his 40s. Do you have a family history of this kind of stuff, Jared?
No, not a family history of any of this stuff. Just some other ailments, but this is... This is a bad one. I actually did go to the doctor on Monday. That was lucky timing, I would say, more than anything.
Nothing lucky about this situation, Jared. Did you confess
to your doctor? Laughing matter,
did you tell your doctor that you crapped on your buddy's couch over the weekend? Did you confess that to your doctor?
Doctor said did not get the full blown story. Absolutely not. I told him I had a little tummy discomfort this weekend. and that we should probably look into that. And he recommended some antibiotics and a better diet.
Antibiotics?
Understatement of the year.
I would imagine that would be for Wolchuk.
Yeah, and one thing that I wanted to know is why the damn ramen? I mean, why did you think that the ramen was a good move, especially the spicy version?
Soy sauce.
I used to live over there. That was my go-to hangover food. Never had this incident with it. And lo and behold, there's a first time for everything, gentlemen. It's tough. It's a tough scene.
How did you respond to coworkers when they asked you how your weekend went?
I told them my weekend was great. I hung out with my child and nothing else happened.
Just lying your balls off, feeling shame. Have you personally been able to get over it? Or has this just been like a dark cloud over you for the last 48 hours?
No, I actually wrote I asked ChatGPT to write a PR statement in case I really needed to come out with anything. And it was much better than what I had to say.
It's pretty good.
So you have an apology prepared? Do you have a ChatGPT apology prepared for what you did?
I do. Caused? If you guys would like to hear it,
the floor's yours.
I think it would make me feel a lot better.
Yeah.
An apology and commitment to better choices. In an unexpected turn of events, I found myself in a situation that has prompted me to reach out and express my sincerest apologies. During a gathering at my friend's home, I inadvertently caused discomfort by sharting on their couch. I want to take full responsibility for this and assure my friend and all involved that that was not intentional. I recognize the impacts of my actions and the importance of respecting shared spaces. Moving forward, I'm committed to being more mindful and ensuring that this type of situation does not occur again. I appreciate the understanding and support of my friends. Hope to make amends the best way possible. Thank you for understanding.
Yeah, Jerry!
Let us stand up. Jerry could learn something.
Jerry!
The defecator himself on the D&M Leasing Hotline. Now, you've grown up with Wolchuk. You lived in college with him. Please give us any type of Wolchuk story where maybe he was vomiting. What? Like, just now, lash out at Wolchuk for a second.
Lash out.
Oh, Wolchuk's a known vomiter after some other activities that are involved. And he will just puke anywhere. He's puked on a few dogs. He's puked on a few trees. Just about anywhere you can imagine. That man has laid one on the ground for you.
It's bong ribs.
He's puked on dogs? That feels more egregious than crapping on a couch.
More than one. So it was his own dog, luckily.
That damn dog deserved it.
I thought you were a dog lover.
Yeah, well, this dog was out of line.
Clearly.
Incredible, man.
So, Jared, I did wonder when in your apology, when you talked about being more mindful, do you think this is a situation where maybe you don't go socialize on a day after a big drinking, adventure? Yeah, how do you handle this going forward?
I think you handle it by having a higher fiber diet right after the night of drinking. You really got to solidify everything that's going on in there, get the gut bacteria back to neutral, and maybe take a number two before you go anywhere just really ensure that nothing like that happens again.
Get on a schedule. I hear that's important.
Are you open to wearing a diaper for here on out every time you go to Wolchuk's? Because he was kind of tossing that idea around for you.
We're looking for a Depend sponsorship here.
I'm completely opposed to wearing a diaper. I am 32. I can control my bowels. It was a moment of weakness. That's all I'll say on the matter. But if I needed one, I do have a newborn child, so I could just steal
one. You're going to wear one of his diapers.
I couldn't fit in it, but it would just... It'd be like a pad.
There you go. And better safe than sorry.
Will you share this with your son when he comes of age, or would you like to distance yourself from this entire tragedy forever?
I will probably take some time to distance myself, but the internet is forever, and one Tolo's already found me, and I imagine there might be more. So I can't say that he won't ever find out, but he won't hear it from me.
214 says you got to bring your own couch to the functions from here on out.
Well, thanks for being a good sport, Jared. That certainly was fun to get your perspective on a story that rocked the GBAC Nation yesterday.
Appreciate it, guys. Thank y'all.
You crushed it, man. Thank you.
Wow. Jared, Wolchuk's buddy. Is he your best buddy?
Yeah, he's definitely...
Was. Got to be laughing after that.
He's like... Probably he was 1A, he might be 1B now.
All righty, we got one segment to go. We're going to crosstalk with the Fan After Dark, see what Fred and Blake have cooking here for you in a toxic Tuesday evening here in the GBAC Nation.